This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, April 29th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Each Saturday, we've celebrated and acknowledged uniquely designated days with the idea of creating our awareness of a special cause and to move us to take action to better our lives and the lives of others and our Mother Earth, too. We've learned the power of laughter, of silence, of kindness, of micro-volunteering, and much more. We've acknowledged caregivers. We've encouraged dreaming, wishing, and definitely cheered on positive actions. Today, it's World Wish Day, a day we can make a difference to the lives of children who've been diagnosed with a critical illness. We also can broaden our impact by making a decision to grant the wishes of those who are in our life. Being kind and generous is an activity that brings joy and nurtures others. It's been said, wishes have the power to transform lives, and everyone can play a role in making them come true. By granting wishes, we warm our own hearts, and also we confirm to others that there's good in this world and that wishes can come true. Since kindness is never wasted, the hopes and dreams we nurture can have a ripple effect. Yesterday was International Pay It Forward Day, and we didn't miss the boat, because each and every day we can do our best to live well by being kind and giving. And when our day ends, the next one is our opportunity to continue our efforts to try to do even more and to do better. Today, World Wish Day, can be a day to inspire us to go beyond wishing to do good and be a better person. It's the day we can take an action to grant a wish to make someone's day better. Together, we can grow kindness. As an individual, we can give from our heart, and it'll add up to make a better world. Here in Canada, we have a chapter of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's now a global organization. By making a simple donation, we can make a dream of a child come true and bring hope and joy to their life. And we can help them in their fight to heal and to live. It need not be all about a donation of money. Make-A-Wish Foundation welcomes volunteers as well. We each can get involved and help make wishes into reality and give a critically ill child hope. In today's show, we'll hear exciting news from the Make-A-Wish Canada, and we'll learn more about how wishes can be made to come true. I won't spoil the surprise, but we will get started with today's show. We'll have an important message about organ donation and then get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source, Christine the health coach. We'll get our deal of the week from realtor Melanie Martin. We'll learn about person-centered care from Jane Teasdale of Mosaic Home Care. Senior move manager Lori Bell and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin will give us tips. I'll be your wardrobe doctor, and we'll definitely get that special announcement from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So let's get started. First, we'll learn about how to plan tax efficiently for retirement with Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us to share more information about investing for our retirement tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Marilyn, this morning I'm going to discuss the investment strategy of earning income that is deemed return of capital, because earning an income that is return of capital can help you live off the return on your savings. People often refer to that as just the idea, I want to live off of my capital and not dip into it. I mean, one objective that I hear from many high net worth investors is they want to live off their capital, not use the principal. They just want to live off the earnings from their capital. They want their financial planning to reflect their plan to live off the earnings that their savings make and not dip into the original savings. My team and I at Scotia McLeod are wealth managers, and as wealth managers, we establish long-term, deep professional relationships with their clients. The benefit to our clients is that this relationship gives me the opportunity to listen, understand, and help achieve your personal objectives. And as I mentioned at the outset, a common objective is for our clients to live off the income from their savings. And return of capital helps a great deal. In fact, we consider a crucial part of any tax-efficient income strategy is to invest in return of capital as a regular income for you. Because earning a tax-efficient after-tax income, you know, has gotten a lot harder with higher inflation and, as always, higher taxes.
If we wish to live off of our savings rather than depleting them, it's possible if we make a plan with you as a wealth manager. There is a strategy we can use.
Yeah, and the strategy is to, you know, when you invest money, you can earn interest income, taxed at the highest rate, dividend income, taxed at a slightly lower rate, and capital gains income, taxed the most tax efficient, taxed at the lowest of all those rates. Return of capital is a way of earning an income that actually doesn't attract any tax at all in the year you receive it. And what that means for your cash flow, you know, if you can earn an income and not have to pay the government any tax on that income in the year that you earn it, of course, your capital, your savings go a lot further. They don't have to work so hard to produce the income you need. Now, return of capital has a couple of tricky bits, and one of them is that every time you receive a return of capital as an income, it reduces your adjusted cost base, which is later recaptured as a capital gain. But remember that list of tax-efficient incomes, the capital gain is also very tax-efficient. So return of capital is a very strong strategy for making sure that the income you receive is tax efficient and therefore you can live off your savings instead of dipping into those savings.
So we can make our savings work for us. If someone is wanting to talk to you about being able to live off their savings and making them work for us and basically not pay the tax man as much as it's going out right now, how do we reach you?
Yeah, feel free to call, please, at 416-863-7501, because, you know, people very often haven't heard of return of capital at all as a way of earning money. And one of the reasons is there's a very limited number of investments. And, you know, you have to dig deep to find them. And to dig deep, you really have to have an idea of what you're looking for. And most people don't. But we can find them, and we're happy to review those with you to see if they are a proper fit for your circumstances.
Well, that's the advantage of dealing with an expert. And since you're from a woman's perspective's expert, I have confidence in having people call you and getting good advice. The phone number, 416-863-7501. You can get a second opinion. You can learn about return of capital. And basically, you can see if you can keep more of what you've earned. All of that with Darren Farwell and the Farwell Group. Thank you, Darren, for that advice. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great day.
Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic will discuss prescription meds and nutrient deficiency. We'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller, and we'll get our healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. Plus, lots more to follow. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So many of my patients come in with already being on prescription medication, and they might come in for other naturopathic reasons. But certainly prescription medications will provide relief for various conditions and illnesses, and some patients need to be on these things. But they do come with unwanted side effects. And so one of the side effects includes depleting our body of key nutrients. So our body actually requires sufficient vitamins and minerals to function properly. We need these for healthy cell growth and immunity and our metabolism. But certainly we find that over time, nutrient deficiencies can sometimes come about, especially, and they can have unwanted symptoms. And typically the symptoms that we might see are fatigue and brain fog and poor sleep as well. So when we think of nutrient depletion, how does this happen? So medications, for example, things like antidepressants, for example, or sometimes even ADHD medications can suppress our appetite. Antidepressants, for example, can actually increase the appetite. So sometimes that can make us crave more junk food. And of course, these junk foods contain scarce nutrients. Medication can also increase urination and sometimes flush some of these nutrients, important nutrients, from our body at a faster rate than normal. So when we think of some of the symptoms of nutrient deficiencies, we have to look out for things like fatigue, weakness, poor sleep, dry, brittle hair and nails, even tingling or numbness, for example, or irritability and moodiness and even brain fog. So the kind of drugs that we think about that might deplete nutrients are things like antacids, mostly because they can temporarily reduce heartburn, but they can also deplete things like key vitamins like B12 and magnesium. Antibiotics, unfortunately, tend to disrupt our gut flora, so they kill off the good bacteria that are needed to absorb nutrients. Antidepressants, as I mentioned, can sometimes certainly are helping with mood disorders, but can also be associated with some of our B vitamin depletions. Blood pressure medication can interfere with an important nutrient called coenzyme Q10, which is really essential for cellular processes. Diabetic medication can sometimes interfere with B12, cholesterol medications, and even hormone replacement medication can sometimes deplete things like folic acid, magnesium, and B vitamins. So it's important, certainly from a naturopathic standpoint, when patients come in with already being on medications, I often will do testing to see what their nutrient levels are. So if people have some questions about some of their nutrient deficiencies and they're on medications, they can certainly give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca. And next week we're going to talk about how to prevent nutrient depletion if patients are taking prescription medications.
So in the meantime, anyone wishing to deal with their health naturally, take down the number 905-707-2001. Remember the name Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and deal with your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
When we wish something, it remains just a wish unless we take action. anyone who wishes to hear what's being said so they can engage in conversation and in life needs only to meet hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. He can make wishes for improved hearing come true. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You're absolutely right. If there's a single lesson that life teaches us, is that wishing doesn't make it so. One of the most common wishes people who are hard of hearing have is to hear well in background noise. I'm here to tell you that it is definitely possible with the right setup and the right equipment. This brings me to my happy story for today. I've been working with a gentleman by the name of Ernie for over a decade to help him with his hearing loss. Ernie used to fly hot air balloons commercially. His hearing was always challenging, but most of his issues happened when he was up in the air with his passengers. He could never really hear well in the wind noise and during the inflation of the balloon. We used all sorts of tools to enable him to communicate, but it was still challenging. His one wish was to be able to hear better in noisy situations. These days, Ernie doesn't fly too much anymore, but his hearing has become more challenging and he finds it difficult to hear well in regular noise due to his hearing loss. His wish to hear well in all situations really had not changed. Recently, a new accessory had come to market that would enable people to hear significantly better in noise. So I ordered one for him and called him to come and try it. After about a week of use with this accessory, he was so surprised as to how much improvement this little device provided. He is able to functionally hear significantly better in all situations with his hearing aids and this new accessory. This single device that is paired with his hearing aids enables Ernie to do so much more with his current hearing aids to hear better in all situations. Now, sometimes we're limited as to what we're able to do for people to help them hear better. But every now and again, we get the tools and to be able to really help people hear their best. So I have an open invitation to all the listeners who are hard of hearing and have a wish to hear better. A conversation with my team and I could have you hearing things that you might not think to be possible. Make your wish a reality. All you have to do is make a call.
Well, that was an inspiring story. Here's a man who piloted balloons, who wants to navigate in all noise levels in everyday life, and you've been able to help him because of new technology. And I guess it's important for people to know that you don't deal with just one company and that you search the world over for anything that can help people hear. What is this new device?
It's basically what's called a remote microphone, but it's much more than that. It actually is a table microphone, a conference microphone, a single person microphone. It's such a multi-level tool that it's remarkable as to how much better it works for people who use these hearing aids, and it pairs to their hearing aids. So it works with the current equipment that they actually have. So you don't have to go out and buy new hearing aids necessarily.
So when you say equipment, I think of big stuff. How big is this new remote microphone?
I would say it's no bigger than about 2 inches, so maybe slightly bigger than a silver dollar, if you remember what those look like.
So I'm just going to invite anyone who has a wish to hear their best to give Edmund Ivazian a call. I think he does his best and works from his heart, and so far I've only heard happy stories from people I've referred. So Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Edmund Ivazian. The phone number, Edmund?
416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. two locations to serve you, one at Coxwell and Danforth and one in the Parkway Mall that it's totally accessible. A conversation gets you started. And there's something new every day in this world, and this new technology, a remote microphone, might be the thing that just tweaks your hearing aids so you hear just that much better. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, for sharing that story of Ernie. Hello to Ernie if he's listening, and I look forward to another happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Looking forward to it.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda, or should I say Cupid?
Thanks, Marilyn. So I just thought I'd talk a little bit about my job as a matchmaker, because I had somebody ask me that sometimes, you know, what's the hardest thing about being a matchmaker? And one of the things for me that's the hardest about being a matchmaker is sometimes, you know, you're not always giving people what they want to hear. But one of the things about hiring somebody is you're hiring an expert. And oftentimes it's my job to kind of hold up a mirror for people. So what I want when I take someone as a client is to know that they have a good chance of having a good outcome. And that they, once they become a member, they're going to be in and out as fast and painlessly from the service as possible. So sometimes, you know, as an example, sometimes people say, you know, they just join the service and they say, well, you know, I've been thinking about getting a cat. And I'll have to say, well, you know, 50% of people are allergic to cats. If you're thinking about getting a cat, maybe you should hold off until you see who you meet and make sure they don't have an allergy. Or sometimes someone will call and, you know, they'll say, you know, I'm wondering, things aren't going in the right direction. I'm meeting these people. I really like them, but nothing ends up happening for me. And if you're thoughtful and self-reflective, you want to know if there's something that you can do to make that better. And sometimes I have to say, well, you know, the feedback I'm getting is that you're monopolizing the conversation. And sometimes people have a tendency to do that because they're nervous. And when we're nervous, we want to fill all of that air. And the easiest way to do that is about a subject you know a lot about. And sometimes that subject is yourself. So that is something that I do get feedback from people on. And sometimes it's just a product of nerves. And I'll say to the person that's been out with them, well, have you tried saying to them, is there anything you want to know about me? And if someone is self-reflective, they'll hear that and go, oh, my goodness, I've been monopolizing. I need to stop now. Or sometimes I had, you know, a conversation with a lady not so very long ago, and she ended up being incredibly offended because she asked me, she said to me, you know, I've been thinking about this for a long time, and, you know, I'm wondering whether or not I should keep dyeing my hair. I've been thinking about letting it go gray. And I said, well, you know, people do select for people who have, you know, a color in their hair rather than gray hair. And, you know, she was very offended and said, you know, I should be more receptive to people that are, you know, trying to be natural. And but what you've asked me for is my opinion as a matchmaker with 30 years experience. What, you know, what can you do to make yourself fly off the shelf, as it were? So that was my response. It wasn't a response about what's right. It's what is the proper thing to say to you to have you fly off the shelf, as it were. So I want you to have a great success and expose you to as many people as possible that are clients of the service and have as many people say to yes to you as possible.
Well, you have a success rate, and it's, I think, 75% or more for people over 70. And I guess what you're saying is your Cupid does wear several hats. You coach people, you give them a valuable feedback that's based on your experience, and you try and make people or try and help people find the right person. So if someone wants to talk to you more about this and understand more about matchmaking and what you can do for them, how do we reach you, Linda?
So the best thing to do is to give our office a call. If you're calling from Toronto, it's 416-777-6302. Or you can go on our website at mistyriverintros.com. There's a calendar on there, and you can book an appointment to meet with me or interview with me, I should say. It takes about an hour. We just do it over the phone. It's no pressure. You're not obligated in any way if you do an interview, but it will give you a better idea of what's available in your area that meets your criteria, like numbers, so you know, is it worth my while coming aboard? You'll get some more insight into sort of my philosophy and the things I like you to do as a member of the service to make your experience the best. And you'll also get an idea as to the mechanics of the service, what you can expect from us, and how it'll work if you are to become a member.
So, if you're ready to meet someone new, it starts by exploring the possibilities. Give Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions, a call. 416-777-6302. Thank you, Linda, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Vivian Brown will join us with her weekly Healthy Aging Tip. Then Realtor Melanie Martin will bring us her Deal of the Week for property north of Toronto. And shortly afterward, we'll hear good news from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And then I'll be your wardrobe doctor, and we'll have chats with others of the team. So stay right here. There's lots more to come, all from a woman's perspective, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's fun to be here, and I wanted to talk again about vitamins and supplements. I know we've talked about this before, but I want to be really clear because there's a lot of confusing information in the media and in science, and so I wanted to give you my personal opinion on what I think is worth it. There's a doctor in Canada, professor of medicine and nutritional sciences at the University of Toronto, and he was the lead author in a study. His name is David Jenkins. And what he found is that overall, when people are taking lots of different vitamins and supplements, it had no net effect on heart health or risk of early death. And what that means is that it didn't make much of a difference for early death and heart, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't take anything. What we know is that taking a lot of vitamins, different supplements, probably is not necessary and may even do harm. So what do I think is really important? Number one is vitamin D. 1,000 to 2,000 international units daily. It helps our immune system and it helps our bones. And vitamin D is fat soluble, so you take it after you've eaten something, not on an empty stomach. Number two is a multivitamin. That's going to give us the trace minerals that we may not be getting in daily food, things like zinc and selenium. You don't need separate supplements. You just need tiny amounts, and a multivitamin will do it. And number three depends on whether you're eating enough fish or not in your diet. Fish is very high in fatty acids, and that seems to be associated with a reduction of dementia. So omega-3, not omega-369, just omega-3, is worth it if you're not having 3 to 4 servings of fish per week. I find it hard to remember what I've eaten, and so I do it by day. If I had fish that day, maybe a tuna sandwich or sushi, then I don't take omega-3. And if I go through a day or two where I'm not eating fish, I'll take an omega-3. So vitamin D, a multivitamin, and sometimes omega-3 if you can't get it in your diet. Calcium ideally is in your diet. Vitamin C is in fruits and vegetables. Folic acid is in dark green vegetables. So let's eat better and stay away from excessive supplements.
Useful advice, clear language. All we need to do is follow it. And if you want to make sense of medical advice and take charge of your health, remember the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. Every bookstore can get it in for you if they don't have it already. And I have signed copies at my store, Maryland's, if you want a special gift. One call, 416-504-6777, and you can order it from me. Or go directly to drvivianbrown.com. The website is linked from marylands.ca as well. You can't go wrong if you seek it out and you take charge of your health. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Dr. Brown, thank you. That was very clear, concise information, and I do follow your advice. It's so practical and easy to follow. Thanks again, and I do read your book consistently.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now Melanie Martin, an appraiser and realtor with over 30 years of experience, joins us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto. If anyone can make wishes for a cottage or a home true, it's her. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, why don't we combine the two? Because when you're up in the area of the township of Tiny, you like to be close to Georgian Bay. Now, this is a brand new, a spanking brand new, custom-built, high-quality, raised bungalow home that hasn't even been lived in yet. This home is about 1,900 square feet. It has an oversized double-car garage. It's engineered hardwood throughout. It's upgraded with quartz countertops in the kitchen and in the washroom and in the laundry areas. It's also upgraded with oversized marble tile in all the washrooms and the washroom shower stalls. This has a soaker tub in the main master bedroom ensuite, huge walk-in clothes closet, a walkout from the master to the backyard. And this lot is 85 by 153, so you're not crowded in at all, and you're amongst other new homes in the area. And a real bonus is these ceilings are 9 feet high. So it's a really lovely home, brand new, and only maybe a block from beautiful Georgian Bay. So call it maybe a cottage getaway, but more than a cottage because it's your year-round home. And with that full basement in a raised bungalow, you get a huge basement area. And this is an overheight basement downstairs. We have on-demand hot water heat here, high-efficiency furnace, roughed in for a four-piece bathroom downstairs, and oversized windows down there. And I mention this because a lot of people are bringing extra family up. You could easily have an in-law suite down here and still have plenty of room to have the family rec room area. So I think someone should give me a call on this one because I haven't even told you the best part of this. The best part is it's just been reduced, and the price is actually $899. It's unheard of. Up here, typical homes of this size would be over the million mark. I'd say maybe closer to 1.1.
So basically you're saying any bargain hunter that wants to save $100,000 or more should look at this property in Tiny. Would you have the street address?
Yes, we don't like to give it out, but if they give me a call, I will give them the directions and send all the pictures and email by email, and they can actually have a look-see through it.
So a number to reach you, Melanie?
Reach me at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Normally, I'd say it's too good to be true, but when Melanie Martin describes her deal of the week, it always is as she describes. So give her a call if it's interesting to you and see how you can save over $100,000. 1-800-357-4193. Thanks. You're going to make someone's dream come true, Melanie, I'm sure.
Yes, we plan to do that as soon as possible because we have a motivated vendor.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
My phone is lit, and I believe it's my guest, the CEO of Make-A-Wish Canada, Megan Stovall McKnight. And I'm just going to say good morning. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So I'm excited to have you here because it's Make-A-Wish Day, and I think that you can definitely highlight some of the special things that Make-A-Wish Foundation does. So please tell us a little about the foundation.
Absolutely. So Make-A-Wish Canada, we are a national organization where we grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illness because we believe that a wish is a critical part of any child's treatment journey.
And what's the website?
Makeawish.ca.
I'm going to put that on my website with a link automatically. It's a big organization. You've made thousands of wishes come true. I believe it's 40 years and almost 40,000 wishes. So thank you for doing that. How can we help?
Well, today, Marilyn, today is World Wish Day. This is a day that celebrates wish granting around the world. And here in Canada, we're also marking our 40th anniversary of granting wishes across Canada. We have been granting wishes since 1983, and in that time we've granted 37,000 wishes, but we're only able to do this with the immense support of volunteers and donors from across the country who support us in communities from large and small.
And do you have a happy story, maybe a wish that's come true lately that could inspire us?
You know, there are so many beautiful wish stories, whether it's, little Lennon in Saskatoon and her wish to have a chicken coop, or little Jasper here in Toronto who actually wanted to co-host a TSN Sports Center with Jay Onright. These wish stories are just as individual and as personal as the child themselves.
If we know someone who would qualify, are we able just to go to the website and give their name, or how does it work?
Yes, absolutely. Anyone can nominate someone for a wish, and it's a very simple form on our website. And we encourage anyone, if you have a young child in your life who you believe is going through a difficult critical illness journey, please nominate them. We want to reach every eligible child in Canada.
So life-changing wishes can be granted with our help. And I guess it always starts with a donation of money. If we were going to donate today and put some cash in your pocket to make wishes come true, how would we reach you?
There's two very easy ways to do it. First, you can go online to makeawish.ca/donate, or you can call 1-888-822-WISH.
I plan to do that right after the show, 1-888-822-WISH. And I believe that translates to 822-9474. It's effortless. You can put some dollars to make wishes come true and make a big difference in a child's life. And because it's your anniversary, the 40th one, I understand that you have some exciting news and things that are happening to share. So what's new?
Yes, Marilyn, we do have very exciting news today on World Wish Day. Today, to mark World Wish Day, Blue Cross is proudly committing to fulfilling 6,000 new travel wishes together with Make-A-Wish Canada. Blue Cross has been an integral partner to Make-A-Wish for over 30 years, and they provide in-kind travel insurance to our wish kids and families. This is a transformational partnership and is the largest gift in the history of our partnership and the largest value ever committed to Make-A-Wish Canada. You know, having travel medical insurance is absolutely critical to our families who may not otherwise be able to travel because of their illness. And because of this incredible gift from Blue Cross Canada, today we're also able to announce that we are resuming international travel wishes. So every kid who's waiting for their wish to come true, we can now move ahead with it, which is really extraordinary.
So this is an international organization now, and it means that Canadian kids that want to go to Disneyland can go across the border and have travel insurance for themselves and their family?
That is correct. We actually, about 70% of our wishes include travel. Actually, whether it's a child that wishes to go somewhere, whether it's to Hawaii or Florida, or whether they wish to meet a celebrity, which requires us to have them travel to where that celebrity is.
So that's heartening news. And the fact that we can be a doer and donate money, and I guess you also welcome volunteers, do you not?
We do, you know, volunteers are absolutely integral to our to the way we grant wishes. We have kids that are in all communities across the country, and our volunteers just bring this incredible, magical, personal spark to each wish child journey. And we are always seeking volunteers that can actually help us deliver these wishes, working with our wish kids and families to bring this magic to life.
Well, Megan, I think the organization Wish Canada says it all, making wishes come true for needy children, and making it probably helps them with their health and getting better, because the joy and good spirit and looking forward to things enhances their lives. So I thank you for being a part of this organization and for inviting us in as volunteers. I want to be a doer, and it's my goal in life. And I hope people listening are inspired by the Make-A-Wish Canada Foundation and offer their help. The number again, Megan?
It is 1-888-822-WISH. 1-888-822-9474.
makeawish.ca/donate. And if you wish to volunteer, then look for that aspect on the website. We each can do something, even a little something, and it adds up. And life-changing wishes can be granted with our help. And we can leave a legacy of having made wishes come true. Remember the name of the foundation, Make-A-Wish Canada, especially today, World Wish Day. Your wishes can come true. Your heart can be lighter knowing that a child's wish comes true when they need it most. Megan, anything you want to add to our conversation before I let you run away?
You know, I think you've done a wonderful job of explaining what we do. It's so important to understand why a wish is so essential, Marilyn. You know, having a critical illness is a time of unimaginable stress and worry, not just for the kids themselves, but for the entire family and the community around them. Each wish, designed to be as individual as the child that receives it, provides an escape from stress. It signals a return to normalcy and provides hope for better times ahead. And you can be part of helping making these wishes come true, either by making a donation or volunteering today.
Thank you, Megan. I'll leave you with that thought, and I hope that you'll keep us up to date as what's happening at Make-A-Wish. I'm more than happy to support you always.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. Happy World Wish Day.
Happy World Wish Day to you too. 1-888-822-WISH. You can make a difference. Thank you, Megan. We'll talk again soon.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Women have visited me with a wish to look leaner for a special event the next day or week. And guess what? Abracadabra, I'm happy to report that I, Marilyn West, and their wardrobe doctor can make their wishes come true. By selecting the right clothes in the right style, size, and color, I camouflaged their ruffles and ridges, I kept the focus to their head and shoulders, and helped them look their best, and if need be, conceal an extra 10 or 20 pounds. Today, on this World Wish Day, I make a pledge to any woman who wishes to have an outfit or a wardrobe that fits all aspects of who she is, her body, her mind, spirit, and lifestyle. It'll make her look her best and take visual pounds off. I can do it. So just set a date and time, and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor and make your wishes come true. The number, 416-504-6777. And any woman who wishes to have support and lift from a no-underwire elastic strap bra, the amazing Healthy Bra will take the pressure off your shoulders, improve your posture, and more. It needs to be experienced to be understood and appreciated. So if your wish is for a supportive, healthy bra, your wish will be granted once you're fitted with Tab, the amazing bra. One call and any of your wardrobe and dressing wishes can be fulfilled. So call me, Marilyn Weston. I'll be your wardrobe doctor. 416-504-6777. Next, after a brief message, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Why nighttime eating is unhealthy? Eating just before you go to bed causes high blood sugar levels and increased amounts of fat to be deposited in fat cells. Resting muscles draw almost no sugar from the bloodstream, and what little they do remove from the bloodstream requires insulin. While contracting muscles pull large amounts of sugar from the bloodstream and don't even need insulin to do so. If you do not move around and contract your muscles after eating, you increase risk for high blood sugar levels. You burn the lowest amount of calories when you sleep. When you go to sleep after eating, you burn fewer calories from that food, so more of it is stored as fat. Several studies show that blood sugar levels respond best to insulin during the day and worse at night. Cortisol raises blood sugar levels by blocking the effects of insulin, and cortisol levels are higher when you're sleeping. Move around before and after you eat. Eating only in the daytime and not at night significantly prolongs the lives of animals. The least helpful time to eat is just before you go to bed. And the most helpful times to eat are before you exercise or within an hour after you finish exercising. Exercising after eating causes contracting muscles to pull sugar from the bloodstream, which helps to prevent high rises in blood sugar. Eating within an hour after exercise also prevents a high rise in blood sugar. Your muscles can extract sugar from the bloodstream maximally without needing insulin for about a half hour after you finish exercising. But this ability is then gradually lost over about 17 hours or until you contract your muscles again. Exercise has to be a part of our life. So if you're not exercising, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, for more information.
It's positive to build muscle. Nobody wants to build fat. And if you want advice on how to do just that and stay healthy, call 416-809-4084. You won't build fat at night, you won't store it, and you'll have healthier muscles and live a longer, healthier life. 416-809-4084. Christine, she can be your health coach. Thank you, Christine, and thanks for keeping me healthy.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Wishing for a forever home, one you're safe and comfortable in, come what may? If so, meet accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. He makes wishes come true. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And you're right. We do love making people's wishes come true. But this past week, we completed a project for a family that was in crisis. Sherry gave me a call after an occupational therapist referred our company, as we've previously done quality work for her before. Sherry's mom, whose name is Susan, just turned 83 years old and was taking a shower like she normally does. Susan turned off the water, took a step outside, and unfortunately slipped and fell and hit her head on the floor, and she also damaged her shoulder. Luckily, when she went to the hospital, she just had some bruises. Sherry was telling me that her mom is stubborn and refused to use a grab bar for all these years, since she was just grabbing onto the side of the wall for this whole time. To make a long story short, Sherry wanted to get her tub removed and barrier-free, no-step shower installed as soon as possible. She requested that I come in and get the job done as soon as possible. So I went over, measured the space, and gave options for a barrier-free shower. I provided a quote the same day, and since we had an opening in the schedule, Sherry booked the job the following week. In just 1 week, Greater Toronto Accessibility was able to remove the bathtub and put in a beautiful new barrier-free shower. So now Sherry and Susan are so grateful we got it done in just 1 week, and she won't have to worry about falling out of the bathtub ever again.
That's beyond making a wish come true. That's almost a miracle, Daniel. A bathroom in a week. If anyone wants to speak to you about renovating their bathroom and making it safe and part of their forever home, how do we reach you?
Call me at 647-206-6409.
Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Whether it's decluttering, downsizing, or moving, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge and experience to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish, and she'll leave us smiling to boot. She's here now with her tip of the week. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. With Mother's Day coming up in a couple of weeks, I wanted to provide a gift-giving tip. If you're buying for your mom this year, or you know someone who's buying for you, chances are mom might not need more stuff. I always recommend when gift-giving for an older adult, try to stick to something that's either a consumable, an experience that she'll enjoy, or a service that will help. When I work with our clients, we often discover presents that are sometimes still in their gift bags. There are a lot of moms who just need to know that you care, and the best gift you can give are your time and your love. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we can take the stress out of her upcoming move and keep mom smiling. Please call me at 416-697-8106 to book your complimentary consultation in the GTA.
Well, thanks for the heads up. You obviously are a planner and a good one, and you help people move and you leave them smiling. So gift giving, Mother's Day in 2 weeks, you have a heads up from Lori Bell. Don't give things that are going to stay in cupboards and more stuff. Think about consumables. Think about that experience of sharing time and love together. And think of a service that mom will thank you for. I repeated those, Lori, because they're very wise. And thank you. You are wise. If someone wants to talk to you about downsizing or moving, please repeat your number.
416-697-8106. And you're very wise too, Marilyn. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, remember the name when it comes to downsizing and when it comes to moving and it comes to just wanting to smile and appreciate mom. This is the number to remember, 416-697-8106. Perhaps a gift certificate, gift Lori, and some downsizing. Thank you, Lori, and we'll talk again next week.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
You too. Our hour together today is almost at an end. It's time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, essential service providers, and caregivers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. A very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Thank you also to anyone who not only hopes to be kind and giving, but also is and is taking action to do what they can to make wishes come true on this World Wish Day and every other day. The Make-A-Wish Foundation is a perfect vehicle to help us make wishes come true for children in need. Our money will definitely add to the thousands of wishes already granted. And if we wish, we most certainly can get more involved. We can volunteer and make a difference. To get more information, the number for the Make-A-Wish Foundation is 416-224-9474. That's 416-224-9474. I'll also post the information on marilyns.ca under the heading On Radio Sponsor Expert List. That's where you'll find your information for your From a Woman's Perspective team as well. We are here for you, and feel free to give us a call and ask your questions and be empowered to make informed decisions. A wish fulfilled can be a powerful thing. It can give hope, strength, and joy when it's most needed. So let's start today to encourage each other to dream, to hope, and to make wishes, and then let's resolve to do what we can to help make wishes come true. Come true for ourselves, for those we love, and for each person who expresses their wishes to us. Let's not dwell on best intentions. Let's take action and continue to grow the Make-A-Wish Come True team. Every day can be a special wish day, a day when we keep the possibility of being kind and giving top of mind. Let's try it. Let's do our best to make dreams come true. It will be impactful. Join the Make-A-Wish Foundation and or find hopes and dreams and wishes yet to be filled elsewhere, and then let's make them come true. Have a fabulous wish day today, a week filled with positive actions, and please plan to join me and your From a Woman's Perspectives team here again next Saturday morning at 8. In the meantime, dream big, work to make wishes come true, and for you, I'm wishing that yours do as well. Happy World Wish Day.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.